Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Well, now that the crackdown on illegal activities on Roosevelt Avenue has begun, some local leaders in Queens are looking to take the cleanup one step further.
Tammy Rose is a parent and business owner here.
If I leave my house early, too early of a morning to go to the gym, I can actually see sex acts being done in between cars.
So City Council member Shekar Kirshnan and others are calling for changes, including better lighting under the L, strict licensing of massage parlors, and a centralized command for police in the area.
Everyone deserves to feel safe on Roosevelt Avenue at all times of the day.
Many of his proposals require funding or legislation. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM in Elmhurst.
A group representing homeless people is suing New York City for throwing out their belongings. The Safety Net Project of the Urban Justice Center says this happens when a homeless person is told to clear an area and they're only given a few minutes to gather their belongings. Whatever they don't pick up often ends up in the trash. The group says the cleanups violate homeless people's constitutional protections against illegal searches and seizures. The NYPD has released images of a number of individuals wanted in connection to a series of robberies in the Longwood section of the Bronx. The first incident happened in mid-September on Southern Boulevard. A 30-year-old man was approached by three individuals who slashed him in the face with a razor and took his cell phone before running away. Earlier this month, a 20-year-old man was also robbed by three individuals in the same area but was not hurt. 2 weeks ago, a 17-year-old male was put in a chokehold by two people who robbed him. Anyone with any information about these incidents is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A Long Island woman has been charged with animal cruelty after officers executed a search warrant at her home.
Suffolk County SPCA Chief Roy Gross says when officers arrived to the house in Kings Park, one dog was found dead, six other dogs found in horrific conditions. There was no roof on the house, running water, or electricity.
Some of them were, they were in cages. Some were not in cages. They were removed for veterinary care, obviously.
There was also mold, feces, and urine. The investigators, even with hazmat suits on, needed to go in and out of the house to get fresh air again and again. The smell was so horrific.
The worst part was the conditions in the house. The dead dog that was must have been in there for a long period of time.
The 55-year-old owner was arrested, charged with animal abuse. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Still no arrests in a deadly subway stabbing last night in Brooklyn.
A terrible scene, the violence unfolding here on the platform in front of the N train about 11:20 last night. These two men started fighting, unclear about what, when the victim went down, stabbed once in the back, the 54-year-old man bleeding badly, rushed to a nearby hospital, but he died about an hour later. This was about 11:20 last night. The witnesses telling the cops from the 60th precinct that were first in the scene that the suspect was a man in his 30s, balding, wearing a green shirt and aqua-colored shorts. And they say he ran down the steps from the elevated tracks down into Stillwell and into the night. As the manhunt continues, surveillance footage could be key here. It's being reviewed by police. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at the Coney Island Stillwell Avenue station.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.